Welcome to the Potter's House North podcast. We hope you'll be blessed by today's message.
I'm going to take the next few moments and I'm going to really talk to you, and I'm going to just give you what is on my heart and what I've been listening to and what I've been hearing, and I want to share something with you. First of all, let me tell you that I love you. Have I told you lately that I love you? If I haven't, just know today that you have a pastor that loves you and I care about you. Amen. That's one of the reasons that we have an empty sanctuary today. Amen. That is not the lack of faith, that is the abundance of love. Amen. That is what that is about today. Amen. I love you and I care about you. And I know that some of you that are watching me today are possibly watching me and you're confused. Maybe you're concerned, maybe you're cautious, maybe you're anxious, maybe you're worried over the events that have unfolded in our world over the last 7 days since the time we've gathered here together before. I know that this past Tuesday morning, I woke up. And when I woke up, I could hear the scripture going over and over in my spirit, Psalms 125 and verse 1. And it said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. And as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about his people. I kept saying that over and over to myself. I got my Bible, I looked at it. And I remembered the first part of that through the years. I remembered, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. I was walking around my house just reminding myself of that. And then I also heard God say, go gather the staff together. I didn't really know exactly why I was gathering them, except when we got together, I said to them, be on alert for this virus. And I went to the different departments that our staff represented, and I said, how would you be prepared in the event that we had to have church online? And one by one, they just began to tell me how we would do that. It seemed a little bit foreign at the time, but I listened to each of them, and all I knew is that it was what God had said to do. And then the dam broke on the coronavirus. When I lay down that night, I was stunned at what a difference a day made. From the time I got up to the time I lay down, I was stunned. I woke up the next morning and I found myself somewhat shocked at what a difference not just a day made, but what an hour made, what 30 minutes made, what 15 minutes made, and then what 5 minutes made. And here we are. I am here, you are there, and we are having church online. God is faithful. The good thing is that wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, y'all, he said, I am with you. So welcome. Welcome to small groups. I've been talking small groups for so many years. Welcome. If it's just you and somebody in your house, or maybe it's your family, welcome to small groups. The government has declared a national emergency. And I have never in my lifetime seen things shut down so fast. Sporting events, I mean, one right behind another. Airlines, travel, grocery stores. If you are at home and you got toilet paper, share it. It's funny, but it's not funny. People are quarantined, our kids are out of school. All of this happening, I mean, in just a matter of days. So I say all that we laugh, but I say it because I want you to know, if you feel anxious and if you feel concerned, I want you to know that I and our team, we are praying for you. And we want you to know that you are not by yourself today. And I also want you to know that I am going to do everything that I can do to lead you and your family through this season that we have found ourselves in. If you have been one of those people who have found yourself looking at empty shelves at the grocery store, I just want to remind you today that Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." If anxiety has you pacing the floors, speak that word out loud. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Verse 4 of that chapter says, "And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Can I tell you today that this virus, for many, is the valley of the shadow of death? But here's the great news. The shadow cannot hurt you. I said the shadow cannot hurt you. Those that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. This, and I want to give you this message today. This virus will not last forever. Woo! Look at me today when I tell you that this virus will not last forever. Historically, pandemics all come to an end. Oh, I don't know about y'all, but that's good news right there. I said pandemics always come to an end. They grow, they peak, then they begin to decline, and then they go away. And if we use wisdom, I said if we use wisdom, we will see this virus packing. We will send it away, and we will wipe it out. The Bible says that we ought to be wise as serpents and harmless as a dove. That means as the church, it is our job to be both wise and harmless. And by doing so, I promise you, we will get to the other side of this. If you have a neighbor, wave at them and say, "We will get to the other side of this." How do you know that? Because the very same Jesus that was woken up on the boat in the middle of the night, in the middle of the storm, when the disciples were totally freaking out, that very same Jesus stood up and he spoke to the waves and he spoke to the wind and he spoke to the storm. That very same Jesus has the power to speak to this storm and get it out of our country and get it out of the nations of the world and send it, blow it back to hell. I'm telling you, that very same Jesus is the Jesus that I serve. He's the Jesus that you serve. So that's why I say today, we are not alarmed, but we are alert, and we are obedience, because obedience is better than sacrifice. So I challenge you to ask your God to speak to this thing. Speak to it. And while God is speaking to the storm, we will use all of the common sense that we have. And if we do, what is our part? I believe with all of my heart that God is going to do his part. Now, inevitably, there's going to be problems. Inevitably, there will be economical problems. There will be healthcare problems. There will be issues, healthcare issues. There will be childcare problems. There will be uncertainties. But this is not the first uncertainty that we have lived through. Yes. And we will live through this, and we will get through it together. Yes. I said we'll get through it together. I said we will get through it together. Thank God for technology. Because even though you're not here, and even though I'm not there, we are going to get through this service together. And we're going to figure it out. I said, we're going to figure it out, and we're going to find new ways for the church to be the church, because the church is the church. And whether you know it or not, the church has always been here, and the church always will be here. It will outlast Apple. It will outlast Google. It will outlast everything that has a name. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ will last forever. The church will be the church, and we'll figure it out. And we will get through even these unprecedented times, because we are our brother's keeper. In spite of a virus, we are our brother's keeper. And we have still got to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And we have an opportunity to be a bright light that is shining into a very dark place. And we will get to the other side of this storm. How are we going to do that, Pastor? Let me start by telling you, I don't have all of the answers, but I do have the one that has all of the answers. Woo, I said, I have the one that has all of the answers. He lives in my heart. He speaks in my ear, and he will talk us through this. I said, he will talk us, every last one of us, through this storm. But for now, I want to reduce your fear, and I want to strengthen your faith. Because in moments like this, this is what we have to do. Because let me tell you something about fear. Fear is depleting. Fear is draining. Fear will cause us to draw back. And Hebrews 10:38 says, the just, this ain't nothing new. It really works today, but it ain't new today. The just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So faith causes us to live, but fear causes us to draw back. Fear causes us to shrink, but faith causes us to enlarge. And I challenge you in the name of Jesus to look for opportunity. Opportunities knock in chaos. Look for opportunities in this moment, because in this moment, God will enlarge us. But here's what we've got to do. We got to replace our fear, and we got to replace it with faith. And one of the ways to do that is to remember what you know. I don't know if anybody remembers what I preached to us last week, but here's what I preached. It's what you know that will get you through what you face. Last Sunday, I stood here and I preached, and I said, it's what you know that will get you through what you face. And where did I take you to? I took you to 1 Corinthians 7, and we underlined the words, our hope for you is firm. Why is it firm? Because we know. Today, I want to just give you a few little things. I want to remind you of some things that you already know, and the fear of that's tried to come in and tried to creep into your mind. Let me just remind you of what you know. I want to encourage you as we go through the coronavirus together. Look at somebody, say, together is better. Here's number one. This is what I want you to remember. I want you to remember that just because you hear it doesn't make it true. Amen. Understand that. Write that down. Get a pen. I'm going to wait on y'all to get a pen and paper. Y'all should know by now. Yes. Get a pen, get a paper, because y'all need you to write this down. Just because you hear it does not make it true. Yeah. Proverbs 14 and 15. Write this next to that. Proverbs 14 and 15 in the Message Bible says, the gullible believe anything they are told, but the prudent sift and they weigh every word. Be prudent in this moment. Weigh and sift every word. I deleted some news apps on my phone. Not because I'm in denial of what is happening. I'm not in denial of what is happening. Obvious. When I pulled up and I saw the parking lot was completely empty, I thought, what do you know? For the first time on a Sunday morning, we don't have a parking issue. Huh. I'm not in denial of what we know. But I also know that the prudent will sift words and they will weigh those words. And some of those apps, they just repeat the same thing other news agencies are saying. But yet the alerts keep coming. They keep coming. So I'm like, I don't need you, and I don't need you, and I don't need you. You know what I'm telling you right now? Everybody that's talking ain't worth listening to. As your pastor, hear me today. My sheep hear my voice. Everybody that's talking is not worth you listening to. So I give you permission to be discerning. Be discerning through this virus. A lot of people, and you got to be careful, because a lot of people will use this virus to promote their own agenda. Okay? Yeah, y'all can stop playing because I'm good. But don't go far because I ain't going to be long. But listen, a lot of people will use this virus to promote their own agenda. People will use it to promote a political agenda. People will use it to promote a religious agenda. Lord, have we seen that already? People will use it to promote a financial agenda. Listen, if anybody comes online and gets your email and sends you a link that says, if you'll click here, we have got the complete cure for the coronavirus, don't click on there and don't spend no money, because when we get it, our government will help us all get it. Hello. Watch out for people who have a spiritual agenda because of this moment. Listen, they're going to, anybody that comes at you that's judgmental, anybody that comes at you that is critical, anybody that comes at you that is divisive, ignore them. I'm going to say that again. Hey, I didn't hear y'all online. Somebody shout amen. Anybody that's divisive, anybody that's coming to divide, anybody that's coming to separate, those are the people that you need to ignore, because they have their own agenda in all of this. Proverbs 13 and 16 says, every prudent man acts out of knowledge, but a fool exposes his own foolishness. Every prudent man will act out of knowledge, but a fool will expose themselves. Spouting off, Proverbs 18 and 13 says, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and it is foolish. Don't touch nobody, but look at somebody and say, get the facts. Say it again, get the facts. Proverbs 18 and 2 says, fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinion. Somebody say, get the facts. We should not only be the people of faith, but today we need to be the people of facts. I said it, I'm right here. If you don't like it, get off of my timeline. Okay, just because you know the facts and you want to know the facts does not mean you don't have faith. I have faith, but I am also armed with the facts. Remember that. Number two, the second thing I want you to remember is I want you to protect those who are the most vulnerable among us. Protect those who are the most vulnerable. Not everyone is at equal risk. Not everyone is at equal risk. I reached out, sent word to Lakeisha and Kristen, and I said to them, I want you to look into our servant leaders, and I want you to pull out people who are willing and able in this moment, that if we need them at any given time, we can say, hey, we need you to take groceries to somebody. We need you to help somebody. I had our staff yesterday go through our membership and put a call out to people who were over 60 years of age, which I'm already totally insulted by that, but the facts are the facts, okay? But I asked them, call all of our members, and if you didn't get a call, check your email or something, but we've tried to reach out to those that we know are in that age group or higher, because we want you to know that we're here for you, we love you, and if you're not able to get out, God helping us, we can reach to our WAVE community. Hello, WAVE, where are y'all at? WAVE at me. We might just need to call on you if you are physically able and say, hey, come together. Let's go get some groceries and take it to some of our elderly people. We want to be careful. If you are over 60, if you have an underlying health challenge, or if you have a compromised immune system, you need to be protected. And how can they be protected when those of us who are well can go out and help them? Amen. This is a novel virus. Have y'all heard that? That's what they're saying. This is a novel virus. What that means is we have no prior immunity to a virus. If it's novel, we have no prior immunity to it, and we have no vaccine. So the very thing that we need to stop this thing from spreading, we do not have in our repertoire, because we don't have a prior immunity and we don't have a vaccine. Thank God that we do have the blood of Jesus, and that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. These are just the facts, okay? These are just the facts. We don't have a vaccine. We don't have a prior immunity. But those that know the Lord, we have the blood of Jesus. And everybody that's fussing about, well, I wouldn't have canceled church. You guys just don't. Let me tell you something. Even in the Bible days, it would say, go in the house, shut the door, and plead the blood over the doorpost of your house. Hello. When the wall began to shake, everything that was in Rahab's house was saved, because she had the red scarf or the red rope hanging out. That represents the blood that was protecting them. I'm just giving you the facts today. But that does not mean that we don't have faith. We have faith. But we use wisdom as well. Number three, write this down. Remember this. Whew, this is a good one. This too shall pass. Let me say that to somebody that's watching me today. This too shall pass. We are going to get to the other side of this. But in the meantime, those that are under my watch, we're going to do what the government has said. We're going to do what our spiritual leaders had asked us to do. We're going to do what our medical authorities have asked us to do. We're going to pray for those who are on the front lines of this thing. And the one reason that we're going to do that, one of the reasons that we're going to do that is the Bible says in Proverbs 13:13, he who scorns instructions will pay for it. But he who respects a command is rewarded. That's good right there. He who scorns instructions will pay for it. But he who respects a command is rewarded. So stop all the social media preaching and fussing at each other. This is not the time for that. This is the time for us to come together. This thing is not going to last. Every virus historically has got a curve in that thing. But if we will isolate, and if we will practice what they have called social distancing, then I'm telling you, what they're trying to do is knock that thing down. The next 2 weeks are very vital. We are going to flatten the curve of this thing, and we're going to cast it out of here. And in the name of Jesus, we're going to do it with very minimal loss, if any. Hello, church. This is the time for the church to be the church. How in the world? I can't teach submission. You got to submit. You got to submit to me. We all got to submit to leadership. I can't teach that and not be submitted myself. We have got to do this. We're going to wipe it out. And because we have taken these precautions doesn't mean that we don't have faith. We do have faith. Just because we are taking these precautions does not mean, oh, y'all are forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Hush. Just hush. People that are doing all that talking ain't got nothing to lose. I'm sorry, but people that are doing all that ain't got nothing to lose. We are doing what we're doing to help save lives, to be obedient, to protect our community, and to protect those who are the least vulnerable. Are y'all amen at me online? Because I can't not hear you. Listen, don't use your energy, your strength, or your wind on social media arguing with people. And listen, don't use it arguing, trying to defend me. Well, my pastor, no, don't worry about it. I am a leader that's under command. I said, I am a leader that's under command. My sheep know my voice. I said, my sheep know my voice. I can't teach submission and not be submitted. So don't be arguing with people. Because now, guess what, church? The world is watching us. Let me tell you something. Before this is all said and done, God will get the glory out of this. I'm telling you, I need you to be strong. I need you to be whole. I need you to be healthy. And I need you to hold on, because there is a revival that's coming to America. I'm telling you what I know. God is about to send a revival, and we are going to need people who know how to gather up the harvest, because the harvest is going to come. This is the time for us to unite together, because in that unity, the Bible says that God will command the blessing. And if there's ever been a time that we need the blessing of Jehovah, we need that blessing on us right now. So if we would spend the time that we are arguing with people and turn that into prayer, turn it in, take it to your prayer closet and start calling on the name of Jesus, the name that we sang about in here today, the name that we worship, the name that we says in the name of our God. If we will call on his name, we will drive this thing out from the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Somebody said, why are we here, Pastor? Because I told you last week, we live in a broken world. Sin has broken our world. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a moment that's going to cause people to turn to God. We live in a world that is groaning, a world that is aching. The Bible says in Isaiah 24 that the earth is defiled, and it's defiled by its people. For they have disobeyed the laws. They have violated the statutes, and they've broken the everlasting covenant. You want to know what the problem is? The problem is us. The problem is humanity. Humanity is selfish and self-centered and rebellious and self-serving and self-catering and sinful. And because of that, our world is in a mess. That's why we are supposed to pray, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. In earth as it is, let your will be done. Where? In earth as it is in heaven. That's why we have to pray that. We pray that because, hello, earth is not heaven. I said earth is not heaven. And as long as we are living, we have no other planet to live on but earth. So therefore, that's why we cry out to God, let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven is a whole place. Heaven is a place that is perfect. It is a perfect place. It's a place where there is no sickness. It's a place where there is no sorrow. It's a place where there's no sadness, where there's no suffering. It's a place where there is no coronavirus. And you know what? We'll get there one day, but we are not there yet. And in the meantime, we got to pray. We got to call on Jesus. And we got to remember that our light afflictions are but for a moment, and they are achieving for us an eternal weight of glory, and that eternal glory is going to outweigh everything that we are facing in and on this earth. Number four, remember in this time, remember to turn your focus to what is unchanging. Unchanging. The news is changing by the moments. They're saying this one minute, they're saying that the next. In the middle of all of this uncertainty, turn your attention toward what you know is unchanging. Turn it to him. Things will change. After 9/11, things changed. After Hurricane Katrina, things changed. There'll be changes after this too. But in the middle of all of it, Lock your eyes on what you know is unchanging. Hold to his hand, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes not on things that are temporal. Build your hopes on things, oh, things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And in the days that are ahead of us, if you want stability in your life, you have to focus on what is not changing. What is that, Pastor? What's not changing? Let me tell you what's not going to change. Is he sees us. And he knows what we're facing. And that will never, ever change. Here's another thing that will never change. He cares about us and what we feel. And that will never, ever, ever change. He's got the power to help us in the middle of all of this. And that will never change. He will never leave us. And that will never change. He will never forsake us. And that will never change. He will never stop loving you. That will never change. And he will keep that which you have committed unto him against that day. What day? Whatever day that we are facing, if you will commit it to God, he will keep it. So today, give it all to him. Give him everything. Lay down and sleep. Rest in his safety. This is a great time for y'all to be pulled together as a family. You've been saying we need family time. Hello. Make the best use of it. And always remember that when it's too much for you, it's just right for him. It's just right for him. Write this down, number 5. Remember that whatever you go through, he'll go through it with you. Every phase, every level, every stage, every issue, your God is with you. This is time for us, church, to just really believe what we've been taught. And if you ain't been listening in church, shame on you. But this is a moment. Don't miss the moment. Yeah, I wrote that book. And I got boxes of them sitting over here. I was supposed to do a book tour and release that book this week. But guess what? I'm here taking care of you. Because I love you. I'll get to that book in a minute. You know what's so funny? The only Hollywood person that I wrote about, y'all ain't gonna believe this, in that book, I think, was the only person we wrote about, was Tom Hanks' movie. What was that movie? Where he said, there's no crying in baseball. Well, church, there's no crying in the middle of this coronavirus. We know who we are. It is our moment to stand strong. It is our moment to be wise. It is our moment to declare the word of the Lord in the face of fear. Whom shall I fear? Look at somebody and say, don't miss the moment. I don't care if they're laying in the bed next to you, as long as it's your children or your spouse or whatever. Or if it's somebody in the living room, tell them, don't miss this moment. Find ways in this moment to shine bright. We end every service going out of here saying, shine, Lord. Well, this is a moment for you to shine bright. You may not can physically go be with people, but pick up your phone and call them. Text them. Check on your elderly neighbors. But let's be responsible believers in the face of this virus. Because at the end of the day, this too shall pass. Know that God is with you. You may not always feel it, but God is not a feeling. I said, God is not a feeling. He is your Savior, your Redeemer. He is what you know. Isaiah 43 said, when you pass through the flood. When you go, I read this to you last week. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. Y'all hear me today? You will not drown. You will not drown. And when you walk through the fire, guess what? You will not be burned. And the flames, y'all, I don't know if y'all remember this from last week, but I'm going to say it this week. The flames will not consume you. I said they will not consume you. Holler out, it will not consume me. So let's replace panic with peace. Let's replace worry with worship. And let's replace anxiety with knowledge. And the last one, remember this. I told you this last week. This is not how your story will end. I said it's not how your story will end. 2 Corinthians 4:8 says, we are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed. I would say Washington is perplexed. I would say states around the world. I would say globally people are perplexed. But guess what? We might be perplexed, but we are not in despair. Persecuted, but we are not destroyed. Oh. Really quickly to verse 13. That's where I want you to be. Verse 13. We're not keeping this quiet. Not on your life. Just like the psalmist who wrote, I believed it, so I said it. We will say what we believe. And what we believe is that the one who raised up the Master Jesus, That's resurrection right there. The one, that's Easter right there. The one who raised up the Master Jesus, just as certainly he will raise us up with you alive. Every detail works to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace, more and more people, more and more praise. Take me to the next one. So we're not giving up. Do you understand that? We're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us. But on the inside, somebody holler on the inside. On the inside where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfold. Not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good. The coming good times, the lavish celebration that is prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today. Everywhere you turn, what we're seeing now, it's all over the news. They're here today, but they're gone tomorrow. But the things that we can't see now, they will last forever. So we don't look at what is seen. We are on alert, but we're not alarmed. Why did I read all that? Because I want you to know there's no way in the world we can lose. I said there's no way in the world that we can lose. And I say to you, to live with hope in the middle of this coronavirus, we need to change our focus. We need to shift our perspective. And we need to live in the light of eternity, knowing that the God of the angel armies, we know who goes before us. We know who is behind. We know who has got us covered. He is a friend of mine. And he will always, always see us through. He has never failed. Can I tell you today that that God will not fail us now? He will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on him. Thought management is very, very important right now. When the enemy comes in like a flood, ask the Spirit of the Lord to raise up a standard against him. And remind yourself the things that you do know. And you do know that your God is faithful.
Thank you for joining us today. We'd love to have you join us online every Sunday morning at 9 and 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Streaming live at www.tphnd.org/watchnow or through our Potter's House North app.